Mike Tegubin, hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 6:33-35. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted to have you joining us once again for a few moments of fellowship around the truth of God's Word. And we're looking in Matthew 24. We're discussing the last week of the Lord Jesus before he was crucified, buried, and arose from the grave. And we're discussing the events leading up to his glorious resurrection. We're in Matthew 24, where the Lord Jesus Christ and his disciples have just come out from seeing the buildings of the temple. And Jesus has told them in verse 2, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And so they've asked some questions of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's gone about to begin to answer their questions. And he's talking to them and telling them about the future and what's going to occur. And where he was speaking of the time coming when not one stone would be left upon another, within just a few years, this would literally come to pass. Within about 40 years, 70 A.D., this would occur when Titus would come in and would destroy the temple and would destroy Jerusalem because of the rebellion of Israel against the Roman government, and the temple would somehow be set on fire, and the gold in the temple would run between the stones, and every stone would be pulled apart in order to get to the gold in fulfillment of the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he began to tell them about the future, for they had asked, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the age, or the end of the world, it says in KJV, meaning the end of this particular age. What will be the sign? And so the Lord begins to tell them of future events that are going to occur. And verse 4 through 14, he tells them that there would be many would come in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying he was Christ, and many would be deceived. There would be wars and rumors of wars. Nationality would rise against nationality, kingdom against kingdom. There would be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in many different places. And all these things were just the beginning of trouble. And then in verse 9 through verse 14, he said, To them then shall you be delivered to be afflicted, and they shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And Israel certainly has been hated of nations. And yet America has stood with Israel, but there's coming a day when even America will turn against Israel. And then shall many be offended, shall betray one another, and hate one another. Many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, that is, wickedness and ungodliness, the love of many shall wax cold. That is, believers in the gospel will turn away from the word of God, and will turn to sin and iniquity. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Truly, those who are truly born again will endure through all of this. They will stay true to the Lord Jesus Christ. Only the professors that are not true born-again possessors will drift away and will turn away from the truth. But born-again believers will stay true to the Lord Jesus Christ. and will endure unto the end. And this gospel of the kingdom, verse 14, shall be preached in all nations, all the world, for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And today the gospel's going out as never before, and more people are hearing the truth of the Word of God, just as you, my friend, are listening to the truth of God's Word right now, and are seeing a fulfillment of that very passage of Scripture as the Word of God's going out, and many nations of the world are hearing this radio broadcast, and many people are tuned in to hearing these words that we're speaking as a fulfillment of this Scripture. And then we come to verse 15 that refers to the time of great trouble, which we've already discussed and considered briefly, and that is the time when there's going to become a one-world government, and there's going to be a peace treaty that will be made with the nation of Israel by a man who will have the power to back up that peace treaty. It will be a peace treaty for 7 years, and he will go about the first 3.5 years establishing a one-world government. And at the midst of that 3.5 years, well, during that first 3.5 years, Israel will rebuild her temple and will restore the worship of Judaism and the offering of sacrifices to God. And in the midst of that 3.5 years, this man who has made that peace treaty will come into Jerusalem and will declare himself to be God and will move into the Holy of Holies to set up his throne in that new temple that will be built to rule over the entire earth for the last 3.5 years of that 7-year period of time. And it will be a time of great tribulation. And Israel will be persecuted as never before. They will flee unto the mountains to find a place of refuge. Many believe that it will be the Red Rock city of Petra, where God will protect them for the last 3.5 years. We read in verse 16, "Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, but to flee and to get away. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days." Pardon me, because it's going to be hard for women to travel and to flee to that place of protection that God has prepared for those who will believe in Him and those who will trust Him to be their shield and their protector. He says, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand." And that's what we've been talking about. When this man stands in the holy place, declaring himself to be God, he said, "Then let Israel flee to this place of protection that God has for them." And he said, "It's going to be hard for those that are with child and those that give suck in those days to be able to travel." Verse 20, "But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day," because they could only go a certain distance under Judaism on the Sabbath day. And in the winter months, there's rain, and the wadis, or the valleys in Israel, are filled with water. And that would be the area or the way that they would travel, would be down through the valleys in order to get to the place of protection. "For then," verse 21, "shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, to this time, no, nor ever shall be." That last 3.5 year period of time is going to be a time of wrath and judgment from Almighty God. The wrath of the Lamb will be poured forth upon the earth. And we read about that in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. If you'll go to chapter 6 and notice in chapter 6, beginning with chapter 6, verse 16 through 17, said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb of God, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for the sins of mankind some 2,000 years ago. His wrath will be poured out upon the earth. Right now God is patient and long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, putting their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting Him as Savior. But in the midst of this 7-year period of time, when the abomination of desolation moves in, great judgments are going to occur, and great trouble is going to fall upon the earth." He describes this in chapter 6 as the seals are opened, a scene in heaven where the seals are open. "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it was the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, 'Come and see.' And I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. That will be the beast who goes forth to conquer the world and to bring the world under a one world government. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, 'Come and see.' And there went out another horse that was red. Power was given unto him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword." He begins his gathering the world together in peace. And then, because of nations that will not come under his power, he begins to bring war upon the nations, to bring them under control and into a one-world government. And verse 5, "When he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, 'Come and see.' And behold, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of scales in one hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, 'A measure of wheat for a penny, which was a day's wages.'" In other words, to buy a loaf of bread, it will take a day's wages. "And 3 measures of barley for a penny. See thou hurt not the oil and the wine, because famine comes as a result of war, because crops cannot be harvested, and war is destructive and destroys crops. And so we see judgment coming, and we see the scarcity of food and famine. And then verse 7, "When he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, 'Come and see.' And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him, and power was given to him over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with the sword, with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth." And so we see the judgment coming during the first 3.5 years, and this is the revelation of the wrath of the Lamb. A time of great and terrible trouble, a time of great and terrible anguish and heartache and judgment, as the wrath of the Lamb is revealed during that last 3.5 year period of time, and as Israel flees to the mountains to find a place of protection. Join us again next time. Till then, goodbye.